All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is 3:30 in the Best Financial Credit Union studios here on 92.1 WGHN, Jesse Bruce Live, being joined by our good friend, Deputy Travis Babcock on this sunny Wednesday. Hello, Deputy.
Hello.
Hello, hello. All righty, so today, in our ongoing discussions about legal things that I think the audience needs to know about, we're going to, and this is tricky, because I remember when I pitched this question to you, I had thought about this a while ago, and I saw something many, many years ago. It was like a documentary on TV about, you know, if you're a witness to an incident, crime, whatnot, and they would do a test, and like people would say they saw things, and it might not necessarily be the way it actually happened. So today we're going to tell you, and hopefully you never have to be one, but in case you do, how do you be?
How do you be?
That's my grammar. How do you be a good witness?
How do you be a good witness?
How to be. My mother, the English teacher, would be like, correct that stuff. How to be a good witness by Deputy Travis Babcock, Esquire III. Okay.
So I'm gonna hit on a few things. The first one is in general or when you're reporting. So in general, how do you be a good witness? Number one, remain calm.
That's,
all right.
Yeah, helps.
Remain calm.
But that's easier said than done.
Yes.
Yes.
Provide accurate information, such as your location. Provide accurate information in the sense of your name. So I can't tell you how many times when people call our dispatch center and they say, hey, this is Bob so-and-so, but their name is obviously Robert so-and-so.
Yeah.
Okay. That one's a pretty easy one, but then you'll get, my name is Sally O'Malley.
Yeah.
But their real name is like Louise.
Yes.
And you're like, where did Sally come from?
Yeah.
Well, that's my middle name. I go by my middle name. Everybody calls me Sally. Well, that doesn't help me.
Yes. We don't know
that
you.
That doesn't help my dispatcher. That doesn't help me. Okay. Give us accurate information. When you provide your information to the dispatcher, so when you call and report the incident, make sure you give your full legal name as it is on your Michigan driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
Provide the accurate location, such as your location. What are your cross streets? What is the closest mile marker?
Yeah.
Yep.
Exit.
If it's a incident where you're trying to report, like somebody went down in the water. Okay, let's say I'm here in Grand Haven and I'm looking out in the channel and I see somebody go down and I call the police. I'm again trying to stay calm, provide accurate information. Learn to triangulate. So look at your geographic features in the area. Find two features that are going to stay stationary. A boat would not be a good one if it's floating in the water. Okay, but try and find the flag on top of Dewey Hill and a buoy.
Yes.
And then you stand and don't move from your point, and you triangulate where that person went down in the water.
Now, let's state that again, because I'm going to be honest with you, I've never, ever heard that in my life. So that's actually super-duper helpful stuff.
Triangulate.
Yes. This is how you be a good witness.
Yes. Don't walk away and walk around. No, stand in one spot. You call, you make the report, and triangulate your position. So look for two stationary permanent things that are not going to move.
Could be a bike rack on this side and that, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. And use those and based on those two geographic things, and your point, you're going to triangulate where that person went down and you're going to stand still. That way when the officer gets there, you're able to point and say, okay, I did not move. I know these two geographic points on either side and the person who was about in the middle of those two geographic points, and you can point to exactly where the person went down.
Hmm.
One thing that I would think is obvious, but it's not, call right away.
Oh, yeah.
Call right away. So how to be a good witness? Call us right away. Don't wait a day, 2 days. 3 days, a week,
year.
You would be surprised.
Yeah. Oh, no. That's a lot of cold case stuff, too.
Yeah. But call us right away. Don't delay on the call. And the follow up to that is, well, I don't want to be listed in the report. Call Silent Observer.
Yeah.
We have Silent Observer. And when we wrap up here, I'll give you guys the phone number for Silent Observer.
Mm-hmm.
I got a ton of stuff.
Okay, well, I was going to say, because you did the pause and you flipped like you did.
Yeah,
carry on.
couple other things. Go ahead, take your own pictures, as long as it's not going to cause a disturbance doing so.
Yes.
Okay, because sometimes people get aggravated. But if you can take some pictures to preserve the scene, mm-hmm. especially if it's an evolving thing, or you're trying, or take video, getaway car, mm-hmm. you know, a hit and run type thing, and you need to get a description of the vehicle and a license plate, et cetera, take a video and take pictures and hold on to those. As far as evidence, this would go as both a witness, also as a victim. Don't touch it. Mm-hmm. Don't touch it. Preserve it. Okay. You go outside, you find your car's broken into, and you're going to make a police report. Number one, call us right away. Mm-hmm. Number two, don't paw the car. Don't throw
your
hands all over it.
You've already got enough of your fingerprints on it. Don't put more.
You know, moving things around and tossing things around. Don't drive it to work and then call us in the afternoon. That we're not going to be able to do anything. Now, moving on. So now we've arrived on the scene. You've already called the dispatch. So that's kind of the basics for reporting. Now giving a statement, please come forward, be willing to talk to us. Give us accurate contact information. Again, give us your full legal name as it is on your driver's license. Again, this is one of the things that should go without saying, be truthful. So tell us truthfully what happened. To go with that, don't exaggerate and never, ever guess.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't know, you don't know.
Yeah, don't.
So if I'm going through a line of questioning and you don't know, you need to tell me I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you know, kind of piece things together, okay? Just be truthful.
Well, he was here because
be as accurate as you can.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Try also not to talk to the other witnesses.
That's true.
That's a big one. Okay.
Because
what happens is you guys start to jumble your memories. You start telling us something that actually somebody else saw. Cause you'd be surprised. 3-4 people can see the same thing. And those 3 or 4 people can all give us slightly different accounts of what happened.
Yeah.
So we want to get your account of mm-hmm. what happened. What did you see? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Be as detailed as possible. Take a moment and reflect on the question and be a good communicator with us. And please, if it's offered or maybe be willing to offer it yourself, give a written statement. Write it down to preserve it. Because in the event that it ever goes to court, so court could be 6 months, could be a year, could be years later, you've provided a statement to the police. We write it down. Now it goes to court. The nice thing about a written statement is that you can ask to refresh your memory.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. By refreshing your memory, that gives you the opportunity when you're called to the stand and you can't remember what happened, you can refresh your memory by reviewing your written statement. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Couple other things. The best witness is an eyewitness. And I could see Jesse looking at me. He's like, well, what else is there than an eyewitness? There's also what's called an ear witness. Yeah.
And I can add something to that. I have an incident. I will not give a lot. Well, I can give some details. We covered an event as a radio station at an athletic contest a couple years ago in which an incident happened in which there was a police report filed due to an incident involved in an athletic contest. And I got a call from one of your coworkers asking, by chance, do you have audio of that game? And I said, yes. And so I was an ear witness.
Were an ear witness.
I was an ear witness. And nothing ever came of that.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to dispel any more stuff, but I know what you're talking about.
We get a lot of ear witnesses on car crashes.
Yeah.
Where people are driving through an intersection, they pass through, the crash happens behind them, and they go, oh, I heard the crash.
Mm-hmm.
And by hearing the crash, they then put together how the crash happened. And that's not always the best.
No.
The eyewitnesses are the best witnesses.
But that ear witness thing, that's also very similar going back to the OJ case. We've talked about that because the dog barking is kind of like the linchpin in the time of the OJ case.
So an ear witness is it if it's what you have.
What you got.
It's what you got.
Yeah.
Eyewitness is better than an ear witness.
Yeah, true.
But I will take an ear witness if I don't
if
have
that's
an eyewitness.
That's all I got. Okay.
And then I'm going to hit on a couple of things. Vehicle, people, and weapons. How much time we got here, Justin?
Let me see here. You got about 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Okay. So I'm going to hit on basic, advanced, and expert witnessing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Vehicles. basic shape and color.
Yeah.
That is super basic.
Yeah.
But I think everybody should know, is it a car? Mm-hmm. Is it a truck or an SUV? Okay. What color is it? Mm-hmm. You know, you should know your colors, or even those that are colorblind have a general idea of color. Okay. Advanced make, license plate, obvious features, bike racks, luggage racks, et cetera, obvious damage on the vehicle. So that's more of an advanced thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was a Chevrolet. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Chevrolet license plates are gold, people. Mm-hmm. Get the license plate. Okay. We need that. So please try and get that. Expert level witnessing of a vehicle model. Okay. It was a Chevy Malibu.
Mm-hmm.
And it had bumper stickers on it. The windshield was cracked. Wheels were chrome, 5 spokes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's those small details. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's your expert level. People, basic,
yes.
Man or woman, old, young, race, clothing, general clothing,
mm-hmm.
stature, average height, thin or fat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's your basic stuff.
Now, how about this? What if, have you ever had somebody who says, well, he looked like someone, looked like a famous person?
Sure.
Yeah. He's like, hey, he looked like Burt Reynolds.
Well, he looked like Burt Reynolds. I'll take that.
Yeah. Do we still have sketch artists?
We don't.
Is it all computer now?
I'm not, maybe the state has a sketch artist, but we don't.
Okay. So
there's none of our local agencies that I know that have a sketch artist.
So if we're looking for a suspect, we're just basically going off the witness, what they're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So advanced would be approximate age. Usually we're looking for about a 10-year bracket, 5 mm-hmm. in either direction. So if you think he's like mid 30s, we're going to say 30 to 40.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Height, weight, hair, member color and length of hair, eye color, if you can get it, basic tattoos. He had tats on his arms.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And your expert level would be more discerning of the clothing, like the logos on the clothing. Well, it was a Nike hat. It was an Adidas sweatpants, facial hair styling, jewelry. What handedness was he or she when I got robbed and they used their right hand or they used their left hand?
Yeah.
Scars, tattoo details. It was a rose
mm-hmm.
on their arm or
yeah.
whatever. Odor.
Yeah. I was going to say that.
Odor.
Yeah.
Okay.
He really stunk.
Yeah. Or they had a lot of cologne on.
Yeah.
And maybe you knew the cologne.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
And then the last one is weapons. So again, basic would be handgun, long gun.
Yeah.
Stick, knife. Okay.
Yeah.
Advanced would be the color. It was a silver handgun. Maybe the type. A lot of people could tell the difference between a revolver or a semi-auto. Was it a shotgun or a rifle, mm-hmm. if we're talking long guns? Style of knife. Was it a switchblade or was it like a combat, like a Rambo blade?
Mm-hmm.
And then your expert level, that's when we're getting into the people that kind of know their stuff about yeah. guns and knives.
It's a Walther PPK.
It's a Glock 9mm, you know, it's a Mossberg whatever. As far as your blades go, it's a Gerber, Benchmade, Cricut. It was a drop point, you know, knife or a Tonto knife or something like that. That would be your expert level. But try and get as much detail as you can. Report it right away. Give us accurate information and be truthful. It helps us if you're forthcoming right out of the gate.
Because the sooner you do it, the fresher it is.
The sooner you do it, the fresher it is in your head.
And another thing, too, and I was umpteen years old before I figured this out, when it comes to height, many businesses, I'm sure people figured this out, but I, like I said, was much older until I figured this out. A lot of them have numbers on the door. So if you're in a business and you happen to witness something and the guy walks out, oh, he was over 6 feet tall, or he was 5'4", or whatever. So that's why they have the numbers on the door. Like I said, I didn't figure that out until I was in my 20s.
I actually just used that the other day on a robbery.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
Did you say, by the sign?
And we went by the sign. We actually went back, we reviewed the video, mm-hmm. and I got an approximate 6 foot. He was 6 foot, maybe a touch over 6 foot mm-hmm. when we caught him, because I did catch him.
Oh, there you go.
He was 6'3".
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
So those little tapes do help. He's now a resident of the jail.
He's doing some time in mandatory college. This is our good friend, Deputy Travis Babcock, and this is how to be a good witness. And what we try to do in these segments is we just try to give you information that you need to know. And being a good witness is a very, very important thing. And like he said, the big thing is, you know, write things down, tell people as soon as you can. Because, and like, I guess, and you brought up an interesting point. If you're there with a group of people, you know, don't say, Billy, did you see that?
Don't just try. Do your best not to mingle with everybody and start telling your version of what happened.
Yeah.
We don't want to muddy it.
Yeah. Because I'm sure when you're a policeman and you're writing all these things down and you got like a mom and two kids and the kids are like, no, mom, it wasn't like that.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
Yeah.
You don't want
that. When we interview, we try and separate people. Sometimes it's a little hard because of the environment, and maybe it's like you had mentioned, like a kid.
Yeah.
And parent is hovering, and you're not talking to my kid without me, and we get that a lot.
A lot.
Mm-hmm. And then parent wants to speak for their child, and that doesn't help us.
No.
Okay. So, but I got the Silent Observer number for you.
Hit him.
So, Silent Observer. So, you can find Silent Observer on the Ottawa County Central Dispatch Authority website, which is Ottawa County 911. That's www.occda.org. www.occda.org. The phone number is 1-877-887-4536. Again, it's 1-877-887-4536.
And Deputy Babcock will join us again in a couple of weeks, and we'll be talking about the art of the pullover.
The pullover.
The pullover.
Pullover etiquette.
Yeah, pullover etiquette. All right. Thank you very much, Deputy.
All right.
It is 3:46. This is 92.1 WGHN. It's the Stones.